sings. And so being on God's side, we are not losers, but winners, victors in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And it's against that background this message is. The blood of the New Testament, its strength. The blood of the New Testament, its strength. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we are going to listen to your words, and as you have beamed your words through me, I pray, Lord, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. May my voice not be my voice be heard, but your voice be listened to. Oh Lord, I pray that as the words come, may not be my words, but your words announcing your coming. Oh Lord, as the thoughts resonate in the hearts of your people, may them be not my thoughts, but your thoughts that etched into their hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to add my quote of welcome from the pastor's desk to all our visiting friends who are here with us. And I'm going to ask that not one of the visitors leave here without being spoken to by one of the members. Is that a deal? Is that a deal, Brooklyn?
Yes.
Because we believe in warmth and accommodation and welcome. And so we want everybody who are here as visitors to feel that, especially my sister from London, I want you to be finding this church to be your home church. Amen? So look around and feel warm. And I see Sister Carlin is there. If she speaks, you realize that she was in London too. So right there, you have a contact person right there in front of you to make your place commodious and happy and welcoming. Amen. Amen. That's what we do here at Brooklawn. We want to make people feel happy and comfortable. Today is communion service. And I am happy that you are here in your numbers to participate in communion, because without participation, you are signing a document to say you're cut off. What does that mean? If you don't apply the blood of salvation to your heart and for the forgiveness of sin, you are saying, I do not want to be forgiven of my sins. I am perfect. I am just all right the way I am. And I don't need the blood of Jesus Christ. But the fact that you are here, you have signed that document to say, I want to be like Jesus. I have accepted his spilt blood. And I want to be born again. And I want to be saved in his kingdom. What do you say?
Amen.
Blood is a life-saving, life-sustaining, life-activating agent in any living organism. Blood is so important that the blood bank would call for people to open a blood account. Have you heard that before? That you need to open a blood account. Not a bank account, a blood account. That if you are in the hospital and you need blood, you don't have to be searching for a donor. You'd have been donating to blood, and you would have been donating to this bank of blood that you need when you have in need of blood. I have a friend who they call out, put it on the media and social media that they are requesting for people to go and give him blood because he needs blood. By the time a donor turned up, he passed away. Ever so often, the Red Cross would send out a notification that they would be in the community for members of the community to donate blood. And I am a donor. I've discovered that the rare blood type is O positive. I hope the nurses and the doctors who are here can attest to that. No? It's not the rare? That's a universal. Thank you. You see what I mean here. Thank you. Thank you. That's the universal blood type. Huh? When you have O positive, you can give to everybody. But I have discovered that I am O positive. That means I am all things to all men. What do you say? But there is a greater need of salvific blood type. There is a greater need, not just O positive, or negative, or whatever it may be, but there is a need for a salvific blood type. Everybody that has been born after Adam and Adam's fallen race need that blood type. Hear what the Bible says in Hebrews 9 and verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission. And also Leviticus 17 and verse 11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Atonement means forgiveness. Atonement, bringing you back into union with God. And bringing you back into union with God for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. There is the need for this blood type. And that blood type is called the New Testament. The blood of the New Testament. The blood of the New Testament. No wonder Jesus says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. In other words, my blood has been shed for the remission of sin, for the forgiveness of sin. You see, brethren, man has sinned and has gone far away from the presence of God, and their heart is so corrupted and so demolished that the image of God is so marred. And God sent his Son to redeem the fallen human race so that we can be at one man with him again. And that can only be done through his shed blood. But I say unto you, Jesus continues to say, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. There will be some form of communion in the heavenly kingdom. What do you say? Amen. So we have to practice it now. We have to practice it now. So in this presentation, I look at why New Testament? Why the blood of the New Testament? Why in the blood of the New Testament? Why Jesus referred to his, my blood is the blood of the New Testament. So if there's a New Testament, there's an Old Testament. Am I right? We are an testament is a form of assurance. A testimony in the legal term, it's a form of a will, the last will and testament, the last words carries. So there is a, if Jesus' blood is the blood of the New Testament, what about the Old Testament? In order for us to understand the New Testament, the blood of the New Testament, we have to understand the history of the Old Testament blood. And the backdrop to this is in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13 through 18, the history of the Passover. When Jesus, when it was the time for the children of Israel to leave Egypt, God commanded Moses to instruct the children of Israel and those obedient Egyptians that they should get a lamb, slit its neck, pour the blood in the basin, and paint the lintel of their doorpost. So when the death angel shall have passed that night, they will pass over those whose blood would have been on the doorpost. And that's where we get the word passed over. That's how we get Passover. And God said that this Passover celebration should be done every year along with the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. So when you read the scripture this morning, as Elder Ron read it, it was about that time to celebrate the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, falling up into the Passover. And Jesus and the disciples knew it was time, and they said, Jesus, when and how are we going to celebrate the Passover, even the Feast of the Unleavened Bread? And Jesus gave them instruction. And thus we have Matthew 26, giving all of that instruction. But that instruction came from the backdrop of the Passover in Egypt. And so the Passover in Egypt was to be celebrated. And it was not. Jesus was obedient to celebrate the Passover and was commanded by Israel, or commanded to Israel. It was a sign and a memorial of God's mercy and deliverance. It was not the blood of the lamb that they used to save, that was able to save them. It was their obedience to God's command. Let me say it this other way. It's not the blood that saved them that night in Egypt. It's the act of obedience. Did you get it, church? Yes. It's the act of obedience. And obedience should be inculcated, etched in our walk with the Lord, because if we don't obey the Lord, we will not eat the fruit of the land. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. And so we need to understand that obedience is that mark the character of our actions. And so it was not the blood that saved them, it was the obedience that saved them in the obedience to God's command. Paul makes a comparison of the Old Testament blood and the New Testament blood, that is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9 and verse 11 through 28 talks about the source of the blood and the strength of the blood that Moses used as a symbol of forgiveness. The blood came from an animal that represented the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The blood has efficacious limitation. That Old Testament blood has efficacious limitations to cleanse us from sin. That is why Paul says in Hebrews 10 and verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away away sins. It's not possible. It's not possible for the blood of goats and of lamb and of turtle dove to take away sin. On the other hand, though, brethren, on the other hand, Hebrews 9 and verse 4, 11 verse 4, and it says, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a great and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not of his buildings. Neither by the blood of goats nor calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For it is the blood of the bulls. For if the blood of the bulls and goats and asses of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ who brought eternal spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge our consciences from dead works and serve the living God. How much more? So in other words, the Old Testament blood coming from animal was not sufficient for salvation. Did not have the potency to cleanse sin. But it's out of obedience to the commandments of God and recognizing their sinfulness and recognizing that there is need for salvation, that they, through the power of the Holy Spirit, brought their sacrifice daily to the sanctuary and offered it and asked for forgiveness of sin. And their sins were forgiven. Their sins were being forgiven out of obedience, looking unto Jesus Christ who would have come to Calvary. Now Jesus said, my blood is in your testament. My blood is the New Testament, not the Old Testament, because the Old Testament blood had no strength. My blood has the strength to forgive. My blood has the strength to vanish sin. My blood has the ability to make you clean. My blood can take you into heaven. My blood stands between you and the great judge. My blood, Jesus says. The New Testament, the blood of the New Testament has strength. What is the blood of the New Testament? The blood of the New Testament, the blood of the Old Testament is animal blood, like such as goat and lamb and turtle dove, used as a symbol for Jesus' blood that would shed for forgiveness of sin. But the blood by itself was not sufficient for forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 10 tells us that. Hebrews 10 and verse 4. What is the blood of the New Testament? This is it. This is the blood that is shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin in its totality. Amen. Partial forgiveness was given with the blood of animals. But in totality, the blood of Jesus Christ was efficacious and sufficient all by itself, brethren. What do you say? Amen. Matthew 26 and 27, and Matthew 26, 26 to 9, Jesus said that the blood was the blood of the New Testament that was shed for our forgiveness. And as they were eating, and took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples, he said, take, eat, this my body. He took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament. The emphasis is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Facts about the blood, and I close. Facts about the New Testament, the blood of the New Testament. It is the only blood that can be used for the forgiveness of sin. Point number one, Leviticus 17 and verse 11. Point number two, this blood has no limitation of purging our conscience from dead works. Hebrews 9 and verse 14. Point number three, this blood, the New Testament blood, is sanctified by the Holy Spirit of God. Hebrews 9 and verse 8 and 14. The application of the blood of this blood guarantees salvation from sin. Guarantees for salvation from sin. Hebrews 9 and verse 21. And the last one, number 6. This New Testament blood set me free. Pay my death and gave me eternal joy. You can claim it too. This New Testament blood sets you free. Pay for your debt and gave you eternal joy. What do you say, church? Amen. That is why Hebrews 10 and verse 35 to 37, cast not away therefore your confidence, with which great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done this will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet, brethren, a while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen. Praise God. The New Testament blood has strength, has efficacy for salvation. And as we come today, brethren, if we came nilly-willy last time for communion, let's come with boldness today, because it is the blood of Jesus Christ. It has the power to save. It has the power to cleanse. It has the power to keep. And it has the power to make us, bring us joy and freedom. The Lord bless and keep you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we will separate for the humility of foot washing. We'll ask the sisters to go first, and they will go to the Able Center. If you are new here and you want to partake, we ask that you follow the crowd. They will take you at the right place today. And for the men, we'll be going to the upper room upstairs. So after the sisters have leave, then we will go and we will come back. If anyone will be staying inside here, we just ask that you have a mood of reverence, knowing that church is still in session. Okay? Thank you. And while you are going, please still have in mind why we are going. Right? Yes.